Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. During a Monday night town hall with CNN, prior to all of these crazy, the South Carolina, the South Carolina debate, Bernie Sanders was asked what he would do to prevent another mass shooting like the one that took place at the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston in 2015. And Sanders rattled off the typical anti-gun talking points of passing universal background checks, ending the gun show loophole, and banning so-called assault weapons. But then he did create a new gun control argument that is totally false, the idea that a straw man provision takes place. Because that's what Bernie does. Bernie is a nut. He is a nut. We'll talk about more about that part later. He said, it's very clear to me that there's a growing consensus in this country, and I'm not going to tell you everybody agrees on every nuance, but there's a growing consensus between gun owners, non-gun owners, rural states like mine, and urban states about several things. Number one, we need universal background checks. People who have a violent past, including domestic violence, should not be owning guns. He said, number two, we have to end the so-called gun show loophole, which allows people to legally purchase guns while avoiding a background check. Which, that's the, number one and number two, the same thing. He's talking about people that sell their guns privately. Occasionally, you might see them at a gun show where there would be gun buyers, ostensibly. And you can have them all there, and you can sell them all in one day. And by statute, it's not because there's a loophole. It's because they swept away all of the what we referred to as tabletop FFLs in 1994, 95, whenever they were enacting the new background check system. He said, number three, we got to end the so-called straw man provision, which allows you to walk in, buy as many guns as you want, and then sell them to gangs and criminal elements. I bet you didn't know that was legal. Number four, what we got to do, and something that I've supported for like 30 years, is ban the sale and distribution of assault weapons in this country. Universal background checks won't actually fix the issues that we've had over the last several years. All you got to do is look at the last... See, they always fixate on the rampage killers. So let's look at the rampage killers, right? Stephen Paddock, he did not have a criminal history, and he was a Las Vegas shooter. Then we have the instance where law enforcement agencies fail to properly flag or investigate warnings that they receive, like Dylan Roof here in Charleston, South Carolina, or Cruz in Parkland. Then are the cases where the gunman illegally obtains their firearms, like Sandy Hook. The real solution would be to make the NICS, the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, whole. And right now we have something called the Fixed NICS Act that's in there, and which requires law enforcement agencies to submit criminal convictions to the NCIC, which oversees the NICS, EIEIO. And, but then let's go to the gun show loophole, which is another argument for universal background checks. Most of the sellers at gun shows are federal firearms licensees, and by law, They're required to perform background checks on all sales, regardless of where the sale takes place, either at a gun show or at their brick-and-mortar store. A private transaction can take place in certain states without a background check, like mine. You don't have to have it. And it doesn't have to happen at a gun show. So if the seller believes the buyer is a prohibited possessor or is on any kind of controlled substance, the sale is actually deemed illegal. If I were to sell a gun today here in South Carolina, the only thing I would ask for is, do you have a concealed carry permit? And if they have one and it has the same address on it as their driver's license, then they have been vetted, and that's the closest I can come to it. I do not wish to inadvertently, sell a gun to a felon. So that's what I would do. Ask for that CCW. I think it's a good idea. Now, once again, just to reiterate this, simply because I have to over and over again, assault weapon is a made-up term. It was made up by gun grabbers, and it's made up to make you visualize in your head. When we say assault weapon, you're supposed to see a guy skulking about in the dark with a big, black, scary gun that looks like it came from a John Wayne movie. And what makes a firearm like an AR-15 legal versus, I don't know, illegal? Well, it's all about looks. Pistol grips, collapsible stocks, detachable magazines. Nothing that actually changes the function of the firearm, because it's purely a semi-automatic firearm. In any gunner minds, how the gun looks changes whether or not it's a semi-automatic or a fully automatic, or maybe in some cases that rare full semi-automatic. But it doesn't. But then Bernie gets out there with his straw man provision comment. See, it is not legal right now. Like here in South Carolina, if I were to go out there and I picked up more than three guns, they're going to let the ATF know that. I can pick up as many guns, I think, as I could afford to buy, but most people can't go in there and afford to buy, a trunk load of guns, me being one of them. So, it is not legal to knowingly sell a gun to a felon. The problem with the straw man argument is that we do have laws about straw men or straw men, and every time one of them gets caught, they give him a slap on the wrist and let him go. There's really no penalty for being a straw man. Now, the straw man purchase is when you have somebody who has no criminal conviction or may not have been deemed mentally incompetent, and they've decided to purchase a firearm on behalf of somebody else. Maybe they're going to get paid big money to do it or something, right? They fill out the 4473, which the first thing they're asking on the 4473, they lie about that because they're saying that the firearm is for themselves when actually it's for somebody else. And then they go to the black market, or they're already set up with somebody trying to buy a gun, and they deliver the gun. And what you have here, and this is the dangerous thing about politicians, Bernie Sanders is reciting all of the half-truths that come from places like Every Town for Gun Safety and the Moms Demand Action. They could actually take an hour and, process the basics of firearm legislation before they propose making things illegal. They can't even make something even more illegal than it already is. And the sad part is that people believe 100% of the things he says. And, of course, he invoked the typical, I'll take on the NRA type of comment. His followers ate up what he said. So, I keep hearing these made-up things that just, it always amazes me to hear something that I haven't heard yet. And the straw man provision, where apparently it's legal to go in and buy as many guns as you want and then sell them on the black market, this one escaped me. This one escaped me. But that's okay. Any of you that are considering voting for Bernie, if you're planning on voting for Bernie, don't, please. Bernie's crazy. He's crazy. He is not. He can't work within our system. He just can't. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
From over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The D.C. establishment and their media rump kissers went into a full spaz mode when Trump continued his unbroken streak of awesomeness by appointing Rick Grenell, the acting director of National Intelligence, which thereby threatened the intelligence community's unbroken streak of failure. None of our media idiot savants, a term which is only half accurate, thought to ponder the question of exactly how Rick's appointment could possibly make the intelligence community worse. Its legacy of ashes is a national embarrassment. They have become a weaponized tool for politics, which is not what they're supposed to be. Intelligence gathering is supposed to be something that's done clandestinely. Nobody knows they exist, plausible deniability, Tom Cruise, Jason Bourne, that kind of thing. But then the purpose of the currently constituted intelligence community, the foreign policy community, and every wing of our incompetent, inept, and corrupt establishment is not to serve the people of the United States. Its purpose is to serve the personal interests of the currently constituted intelligence community, the foreign policy community, and every wing of our incompetent, inept, and corrupt establishment. The denizens there fear that this fearless patriot is going to burn down their whole shoddy edifice, and we can only hope that they're right, because that's how the healing starts. So, Rick, go ahead and flick your bick. Let's take a moment to peruse the last week of the establishment's towering achievements in the foreign policy realm. Afghanistan is still a bleeding wound a mere 18 and a half years after it started, and the New York Times decided to give a wanted Taliban terrorist access to their opinion page to share enemy propaganda. No surprise there. The gray lady is, just a shambles. America's establishment never seems to take America's side. It's all about the foreigners and their feels. One beef about Ambassador to Germany Rick Grenell, and he'll stay on that critical job while acting DNI, is that he gives the Euro weenies the sads by telling them things they don't want to hear, like, pay your share of NATO, deadbeats, and stop sucking up to the mullahs, jerks, and, well, you know, maybe I added the jerks and the deadbeats part. That's not really good decorum. And it is indicative of our failed establishment's mindset. The alleged pros are more concerned with pleasing foreigners than protecting American interests. Also in the last week or so, Rick personally got Kosovo and Serbia back together after 20 years. Not the establishment, Rick. For the tons of thousands of us who served, in the military in these faraway, far-flung places, getting somebody to actually get there and get rid of combat is never a bad thing. Never, ever. There's no comparable achievement by the establishment, but there's a big leak, or there was a big leak, designed to interfere in an American election. So I guess that's something. Because someone in the intelligence community leaked. The Russians are helping Bernie. Thereby helping Trump, you see, because if Bernie wins the nomination, Trump wins the presidency. Right before the Nevada caucuses. If the misnamed intelligence types would interfere in elections overseas as aggressively as they do here, we wouldn't have nearly the problems we have overseas, I don't think, simply because of the incompetence they would be pushing out there. The usual mad-eye-viewing Durwoods freaked out and assumed that none of us had noticed humiliated crusto Bob Mueller admitting Trump didn't have anything to do with Russians. They forgot that part. Of course, I didn't forget that part. Bernie fumed, and his nitwit supporters went on oblivious to how the Democrat establishment is in the process of stealing his nomination and bestowing it on Bilbo Moneybags. I've never had the pleasure of meeting Mr. Grinnell, but I am biased towards him simply because of how effective he is. And so my bias is toward quality, and their bias is toward mediocre conformity. And the thing that really they really hate and loathe about Rick is that he beats them at their own game. They imagine themselves to be smart and smooth and accomplished, like in Germany and Kosovo and Serbia. And he has their dream credentials and their dream resume and a remarkable ability to communicate that allows them to connect with normal people. The conservative world was electrified by this terrific appointment, and the biggest supporters were the crusty vet community, who know that this urbane cosmopolitan Democrat actually supports the troops and the president. And the establishment hates this, because his loyalty is not to maintaining their self-perpetuating sinecures, but the United States of America. So, this appointment is only one battle in this post-impeachment campaign to make up for 3 years of lost time. So, when Donald Trump came into office, unlike Pantsuit, he did not have a bulging Rolodex full of eager sycophants with bureaucratic experience. He had to hire, well, he tried to hire the old conservatives, and, of course, that turned into a big blow-up. That's all going to get fixed, too. He's going to ruthlessly purge the national security foreign policy bureaucracy, and he's going to get rid of the never-Trump weasels and replace them with actual patriots. And the media is going to go nuts, and that's fine, because they've been directed to do that by their masters, screeching that Trump is ruining the institutions that have not failed to fail at everything they've done in nearly 30 years. He's going to try out a new idea on the bureaucracy, having it not suck at its job. What a smoking hot provision that would be. And the reason you're hearing all the shrieking and screaming is that it's working. Trump has rejected the special rule that holds of all presidents, only he has no right to an administration composed of supporters. And he refuses to pretend to be impressed by the loser establishment that brought us Iraq, Iran, the unopposed rise of China, Libya, Trump, Russia, and a zillion other failures, fiascos, and fraud. So he's going to rebuild the establishment and make it a winning one. And that's what Trump is building. Splendid. Get your popcorn, your favorite adult beverage. Sit back and enjoy. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The mayor of Milwaukee is confirming multiple fatalities in a shooting at the Molson Coors Brewery.
There are multiple people who have died, I believe including the shooter.
Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett, he also says,
the police and the fire departments are here. They're doing everything they can. This is a situation that is still very fluid.
President Trump addressing the nation regarding the coronavirus outbreak.
The number one priority from our standpoint is the health and safety of the American people. And that's the way I viewed it when I made that decision. Because of all we've done, the risk to the American people remains very low. We have the greatest experts in the world, really in the world, right here. The people that are called upon by other countries when things like this happen.
So far, 60 confirmed cases of the coronavirus in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Mini Michael Bloomberg is not a big fan of everybody having guns. Gee, Mike, nope, neither is anybody else, really, when it comes down to it in certain circles. Felons, the insane, the blind, the little kids ought to never have guns. And nobody that I know has ever advocated that they should have guns, Mike. But that's not who Mike has in mind. He means people like me. He means people like you. He means, and it doesn't matter what you are. If you are a garbage man, a school teacher, if you work at, if you work at a grocery store, Walmart, if you're an engineer, if you're a banker, whatever it is, he doesn't want you to have a gun. Mike thinks we're all dangerous and ought not to have guns for defense against the predators in our midst. That's as opposed to important people like Mike, who he has a fire team surrounding him. They're all taller than him when they're around Mini-Mike. Mini-Mike's not going to get hit by nothing unless it comes from above. He perhaps doesn't carry or even own a gun, but then he can pay others to keep him safe. And, oh, they have guns. They have guns all over. Why he trusts them but doesn't trust me remains a mystery, though. Because people like me, like you, overwhelmingly comprise the majority of Americans who are responsible, taxpaying people, family people looking out for themselves. Just, you know, just trying to live. We can only conclude, then, that Mini Mike doesn't want us to look out for ourselves. We're not important enough or responsible enough to do that. But even that doesn't matter so much if his concern really were for us. He proved otherwise as mayor of New York when he outlawed large-size soda. This kind of petty tyranny betrays his motive as unrelated to concern and rather just wanting to order people around. Some might uncharitably attribute this to a Napoleonic complex compensating for stature deficit. I think it's a little simpler than that. I think Mike's just a bossy dude looking down his nose at the world. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that having a $60 billion checking account balance indicates that you're smart. You were smart enough to earn the money, but that doesn't mean you're smart enough for everything else or anything else. The ability to make money is a talent, like math or music. Mozart could play piano at age 4. Savants perform incredible math feats in their heads, but there aren't any smarter than anybody else outside of their special talent, and often in a lot of ways much less so. And I suspect this is the case with Mike Bloomberg. Famously unpopular with pert near everybody, he has no grasp of how to get people to like him for his ideas or his manner. He has nothing in him that indicates the very basic premise of leadership. Leadership, as defined by the military, when I was in the primary leadership development course in 1984 in Ansbach, West Germany at the time, and if anybody's listening to me, went there, is an act of persuasion that gets somebody to do something they would not normally do of their own motivation or volition. And leadership is really a talent. It's not something, you know, us going to primary leadership development course, which was the first level of NCO development, is an attempt to try to help us learn to be leaders. But some people just have it, you know. It's something that you're born, that's a talent you're born with. Some aspects of leadership can be learned, but the ability to inspire is nearly almost always something you're born with or without. Some cats got it, and some cats don't. And Bloomberg, well, he don't got it. Then there's Amy Klobuchar. She's got a gun control plan, too. Coming out of Seattle Times, they have endorsed Minnesota Democratic Amy Klobuchar in advance of Washington State's March 10th primary. And like every other candidate in the race, she's got a gun control scheme that appears based on a misunderstanding of what the Second Amendment is all about. For her, according to her, she judges gun control legislation about what would hurt her uncle in the deer stand. And this is a perspective that comes from the state value that Minnesota of the outdoors, including hunting and fishing. But Second Amendment advocates and activists in the Pacific Northwest and in Minnesota and anywhere else on the map have been insisting for many years that right to keep and bear arms is not for protection against the rogue white-tailed buck. The Second Amendment is about shooting tyrants, not deer. It's about defending one's home and heartland, not about hunting. And her chance of winning in the nomination appears somewhere between zero and not at all, as socialist Bernie Sanders is running well ahead of the pack following his smashing win in Nevada. And here in South Carolina, he's done apparently well. Is the primary tonight? I don't know. We can actually vote in the primary here in South Carolina. We had something going on here called Operation Chaos. So, so anyway, Klobuchar has this. She wants to expand extreme risk protection orders, red flag laws. She wants to crack down on the spread of so-called ghost guns. She wants to prohibit arming teachers. Universal background checks, close the boyfriend loophole, and ban so-called assault weapons in high-capacity magazines. There's another new phrase, the boyfriend loophole. It refers to the fact that the Lautenberg Amendment only keeps guns out of the hands of convicted domestic abusers who are currently or were at one time married to their victim, with their victim, have a child with their victim, or are a parent or guardian of their victim. So that means stalkers and current or former boyfriends or dating partners can still buy and own a gun, even if they've been convicted of a domestic violence crime. Nothing in her agenda, though, about prosecuting criminals or pushing for hard time for armed crime or locking them up permanently under a three strikes rule, even in materials supplied to USA Today. Klobuchar has already developed a serious case of lockjaw after last year's campaign-ending blurt by rival Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke during a debate in Houston that, hell yes, we're coming to take your AR-15, your AK-47. That revealing case of community muteness was harshly criticized at the time by people like Alan Gottlieb. And he said, thanks to O'Rourke, Democrats have just graduated from being the party of gun control to officially being the party of gun confiscation. And nobody in the firearms community is going to forget that. So, and he also predicted from this moment forward, when Democrats talk about gun reform or gun safety, the whole country will know they're not just talking about gun control, they're talking about taking firearms from law-abiding citizens who have committed no crime. O'Rourke, of course, is already gone. Swalwell's gone. Klobuchar's managed to weather on. And if she expects support from a legion of the uncles that are gun owners in South Carolina or Washington State, she's in trouble because in the Evergreen State, there is a growing grassroots gun rights movement spearheaded by the fledgling Gun Rights Coalition. And they're beginning, I mean, this is happening all over the country. It's happening all over the country. And it will continue to spread because, thanks, Beto. thanks for that moment of, that fine moment of candor. You confirmed what we already knew. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn. With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. All right. I have been itching to talk about this since the 22nd of January, and it has taken me a while to get up enough information to actually try to say something to you about this that is based on fact. And for some reason, every year, every time I go to one of these gun, which I only go primarily to two, I go to SHOT Show, I go to the NRA annual meeting, there's always some sort of a scandal. Sometimes there's opposing scandals. I have noticed there's, like when there's a real scandal happening and somebody calls somebody out on it, they'll try to put something in place to take the, you know, to divert people from looking at the real scandal and say, oh, this is horrible. You know, that kind of thing. I've seen that firsthand. I mean, literally, firsthand. Been a part of it. You know. At SHOT Show this year. Well, let me set the stage for you. It used to be that, in action movies, if you are a gun person, you've probably been to an action movie where you're like, they can't possibly hold on to the gun that way. That's not how you do it. They've got the finger on the trigger guard. They're not gripping it the right way. They're not shooting it the right way. They can't possibly make that, you know what I'm saying. Armchair quarterback and looking at it because you know that's not the way you really shoot. Bad acting, you would think. So, having said that, having that in that place, a lot of producers and a lot of directors have taken their stars and started sending them to coaches, to, you know, to hand-to-hand combat coaches and to armed combat coaches. And the biggest of the armed combat coaches that has gotten the most work and has the most recognition is a guy named Taron Butler. He runs something called Taron Tactical Innovations. He's out of California. Taron Tactical Innovation trained Keanu Reeves for John Wick's 2 and 3. They did not have a hand in one. John Bernthal for the Punisher series. It goes on and on. He trains people, he trained Halle Berry as well. I mean, he trains good guys, bad guys, the pseudo-military, whatever it is. And he gets in there and he teaches them to look real at what they're doing. It's all part of production. This has nothing necessarily to do with pistol craft. Now, Taron Butler has won the Triple Crown in certain shooting disciplines and in certain shooting competitions. I think he's done that more than once. And people that know him as far as his competitive side know that he is a very, very good competitor. Now, the thing about Taron, when I met him 2 years ago, is that Taron is followed around. All of his assistant instructors are female. They're young females. They are, very easy on the eyes, young females. They all can shoot. They all can shoot. And Taron pays them well to do this. But, you know, and nobody thought anything bad about this. I mean, as a matter of fact, it was almost like a source of amusement, bemusement. Taron, you know, he was in his middle 40s, high 50, you know, low 50. I think he just turned 50. And all of his female instructors followed him around. And it looked like it was quite something to see. But nobody thought anything bad about it. Well, at SHOT Show, probably the most, the one at the time, Taron has had people that have worked with him come and go, and they've gone on to distinguish themselves. Females, they've gone on to distinguish themselves and make quite a good accounting of themselves within the gun industry in various ways, whether it's competition, training, acting, whatever it is. They spend some time there working at Taron Tactical Innovation, and they move on. This happens all over the industry in all walks of life. And with Taron, it happens with females. So, at SHOT Show, the most visible one of them here of late is a young lady named Jade Struck. Jade is young. I mean, she just turned 21 years old. And Jade is competent. She can shoot like no tomorrow. Like nobody's business. Like there is no tomorrow. Whatever cliche you want to employ, Jade can do it. And Jade, you know, being young, she was somewhat impressionable. It came out at SHOT Show about a video that was shot by Taron Butler, who was almost, you know, he was in his mid-40s, going on 50, something like that, of Jade Struck, who at the time was supposedly either 18 or 19, which is still legally an adult, okay? But he shot a video of her. And in the video, he is asking her to pull her pants down. This created a horrific scandal. Jade was at SHOT Show. She did not leave prematurely. Taron was, and he did. He left prematurely. It has led to things like, I don't think he's the instructor anymore, for example, for John Wick. He had a collaboration going on with STI for the Combat Master, which was they were selling a lot of those guns. That's over. That's done. But like all things, like all stories that come out when you hear about this, if you wait long enough, the other shoe does drop. Because I know people that were at Taron Tactical Innovations that evening when that video was shot. And the first idea that I got that this might not be exactly, it wasn't the way it was being portrayed, was when I found out that after they shot that video, Taryn and Jade were standing watching a launch of a space vehicle somewhere in California, hand in hand. Because, you see, they were boyfriend-girlfriend. That's item number one. And unless, I have screen grabs from mobile phones on this. And Taryn Butler would be the first one to tell you that this video was filmed on Jade Strzok's phone. And he would be the first one to tell you it was dumb and it was stupid. But at the time, they were dating. They were boyfriend-girlfriend. They had a relationship going on, something like that. And then that existed on a mobile phone for like 2 years, and nothing was done with it. And then there was, then Jade left Taryn Tactical Innovations, and she started dating a guy named Rudy Reyes of another company out there. And I don't have enough corroborating information, but I'm getting the impression that maybe this release was designed to give Jade a leg up on going this alone. So, here's what I would say about this, and this is my official position. Anybody doesn't like that, take it up with me. Maybe not the smartest thing out there, but this was not a hashtag MeToo moment. This is a hashtag MeToo victim. And the victim in this one is Taryn Butler. Yeah. Was it the smartest thing to do? No. Was it criminal? I don't think so. And once again, everybody jumped to conclusions and went crazy over this stuff. So I had to put this out there. Coming up next hour, we're going to be talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to elevatebill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.